All right, so hi guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations. Today we are doing the podcast outside. I introduced, or I went to get and meet Teresa, and I was like, the last podcast we did together was nice, and we need to do another one together. And she was like, oh, let's do it at Food Shack. And I was like, where's Food Shack? She was like, at VI. So I left my house from Aja, and I traveled all the way to VI to meet her, and she's here. She's going to introduce herself now.
First of all, that is not even the story. Right. Prince said he wants to do podcast, but he does not have a location.
Yes.
And he needs a place that is quiet. So, and I said, okay, I think Food Shack is quiet. But then since we picked Sunday, Food Shack is not going to be quiet on Sunday. And then he now said, oh, I hope your car is available, because it would be better if you vlog in your... Sorry, we're doing vlog.
It's better if you record,
yes, in your car. And I said, okay, no problem. So now we are in Uche's car recording this podcast. Uche, not Teresa, Uche.
Why is there a difference between Uche and Teresa?
Yes, my name is Uche. I'm popularly known as Uche's Chuche's Mind.
Okay.
Teresa is my Instagram name because Uche was not available.
Okay, so you don't like using Teresa?
I don't mind using it, but I think I prefer people calling me Uche than Teresa.
So, hi Uche, how did you want to give a brief...
I already said who I am.
She's a YouTuber, she's also a social media influencer, and...
Please, oh!
Really found...
soon to be social media influencer. Okay, I'm not there yet. Because I'm not getting paid. But very soon I'll be getting paid.
Okay, so yeah, roll the intro.
Yeah!
Today my plan was to talk about like the bad part of YouTube. Not bad part of YouTube, but just life about YouTube, because it feels like I've been complaining so much about it, and it's something I think I've expressed to you, and you've also expressed to me about your own struggles. But today I want to just talk about, like, not like it's going to be a dark episode where we're just saying sad things, but it's more of like a, I don't know. So yeah, my first question for you is, like, when you initially started doing YouTube, like, what was your plan? Because, you know, most people, they do not have a plan, but
like,
how long?
I did not have a plan for YouTube. And I feel like because I started having a plan, everything just started turning on its own. That's my own. So I'm just like, could you go back to that if you do not have a plan? Because if you think about it, my own was just to, my aim of starting a YouTube channel is just to educate, inform, express myself, and also like be that source of medium as an escape route for people. So most times if you are feeling sad, or maybe you are feeling sad or angry, and you just watch my channel videos, and it's like, oh my god, like you just start feeling happy, you just start laughing, like that kind of thing. Yeah. That was the aim of starting a YouTube channel, because I know I love pictures, I know I love videos, I love so many things. So I was like, oh, let me just express myself. You take it how you want to take it. Even though some days when you watch my channel, if I'm being sad or in a different type of mood, you might actually experience that same mood with me. But it's more like I want people to feel like you're not alone. Like when you watch a vlog or something like that, like, I can kind of relate. And then sometimes, you know, it makes you at ease when you realize, you know, the other one struggling through something, because it feels like, I was struggling alone, but I'm not struggling alone because I know this person has gone through it or is going through it. So you feel better. And then I was not thinking of the money part. I was not thinking of the subscribers part. I was not thinking about the views part. I was just like, I love creating content, like making videos. So let me just start doing it. But when people started talking, oh my god, Uche, you should be making money from this. Turn this into a business. Subscriber. Views. Money.
No, I think the big shock, cultural shock, is when you tell someone how much you actually earn, and they will be like you see their facial expression, and they're like, huh?
Is that even money?
Is that, no, yeah. Like, they don't want to say if it's money. It's more of like, eh? And you have to explain them that it's like a long-term thing. There are sometimes that if your video does well, you would probably make big bucks. If it doesn't do well, that month, you just be flipping.
And then I feel like a lot of people feel like it's through your views that you get paid. Views don't do shit.
Are you sure?
Views don't pay you for on YouTube.
I think it was views. So I've always thought it was views. It's what?
It's the ads.
Okay, again, no, it's the ads now. No, but like the more views you get, okay. No, okay.
There are so many people on your channel that can skip your ads. Where are you getting your money from? Even if you have 10,000 people that have watched your video and only 2,000 watch your ads,
yeah,
correct money compared to that 10,000 people that actually watch all the ads on your video.
And it also depends on your what they call it, what's the name, the country that's watching your video.
Exactly, Nigeria.
So first, before we go back, on your birthday I gave you wine. I think that was the gift I gave. Did you ever use it in a video?
I've not even done any drinking videos.
Oh, okay. I know you've not. But like I thought, maybe I missed a video.
No, I've not done any drinking.
Or you missed the notification. Video. Once in a while, I see your comments in my videos, and I'm like, "Are you even? Do you watch it, or you just you're like scrolling and a video just popped up? I'm watching the show. Are you watching Rumor Has It or you're not watching? Just
I am at the moment.
I did not see your comment on Rumor Has It. I think it was the previous one.
I feel like Rumor Has It, they're just dragging this one now. That's how I feel like, because there's some parts I'm just like, cut these damn parts. Let us say more things.
I've not seen the episode 2, Shannon.
Even our first episode 2. Like, I'm just like, what's the point of dragging? I don't know, maybe I'm impatient when it comes to watching certain things. So it's just like, can you fast forward? Can you skip? Even the AZ one too now. I feel like they are dragging AZ. It's like,
are you watching AZ now?
I'm watching AZ now too. I feel like they're dragging it. It's like, please now. You provoke me. I'll wait till the last episode and I can't watch that one.
I think it's the episode 1. That scene where the guy came and was like, "Remove my daughter from your blog." I think that scene itself was dragged, and I was also angry that for a guy that is, he said, "I don't know, Rumor Has It, I know Obi's blog or blog." I'm like, why are you trying to be politically correct when your daughter is on a blog? Do you understand? I'm not going to be like, "Oh, it's not Insta blog, I know, it's Adekule blog." Like, it's not my business, just remove my daughter from your page. But anyways.
And that interview part, where they interviewed that
I complained about it in my video.
I don't understand. Okay, you are this. Okay, thank you. Then the part of the, can I just get it in? Auntie, Oga, give me your number.
Yeah.
If he says no, shift, let him get out. Or because, not for anything, most times it's easier to get the person's number when you go to the person's PA or person's guide as the person.
Have you done that before?
And I've never done it, but I know that because when they tell you, "Oh, I've reached this person," like, "Oh, I know the PA. Let me call the PA and ask if they can do it for me."
Mm-hmm.
You can't, most times in this whole world, you can't really directly get to someone unless you know them personally. So most times, go through their friend. As he said, meet that PA. She just taking the thing from the brother-in-law and to be talking something else.
So this one is just side. But what was last time you shoot your shot and how did you do it? Is it more of like, hello?
I don't shoot my shot, hello, sorry.
Hello, hi.
I'm never gonna do it.
Hello, hi.
I'm a catch, so you better come and meet me.
Then when eventually you guys are dating, he's not like, "Did you ever try to tell me you liked me?" You're like, "Yeah. December 5th, I sent you hi. Did you not notice anything there?"
Okay, that's not sad, but it's good to
a lot of girls do that too. Like, that's their way of like telling you they're interested.
And that's the thing now, because most guys don't have the balls, even though naturally you do have balls.
I think climate of things has
I beg
changed.
You, every guy is afraid of every woman.
Every, of course,
can
now
approach her, she's gonna say this,
of course,
be a man.
Have you ever been snubbed before?
I've been stumped so many times.
How did you feel?
I didn't care.
You did not care?
It's just like, okay, you don't talk to me. Okay, so that, move on. You can't be sitting down and be crying over somebody snubbing you. But what value is it adding to your life that you're going to be there feeling sad?
I understand how you feel. Yeah. You probably have a ghetto mentality towards it. But if someone doesn't feel a particular way about you not replying them, were they ever interested in you? Think about it.
It depends, but I'm not going to kill myself.
Okay, of course. Don't kill yourself.
If you're interested in me and you stop replying, quite all right, you've moved on. Or maybe you entered into an accident. So I'll wait for you to reply. And if you don't, we move. Because I might reach out to you again and be like, "What's up? I've not heard from you."
I've never seen
you. Move.
Okay, so you double text.
There's no point of wasting your time with the person.
Before I forget.
The person does not want to reply.
Before I forget something, months ago, you know, the next day, after that day we saw at Domino's, the next day I moved. I told you I was moving the next day. the girl I was with, she said she has this. Have you heard of Jubilee?
No.
Have you watched Court?
No.
Have you seen all this where they ask people different questions? And like, it's just like, it's low-key like social experiments. But so she has this thing she does, or she wants to start. It's called mob mentality. And she was begging me that she's a huge fan of you. That day she wanted to talk to you, but she was shy. And she said she's a huge fan of you, that she would love to have you on. And I was like, remind me today. She forgot to remind me. It's totally fine. But I remembered. And I was like, I should just tell you. So whenever that day comes, be it if you're interested or not interested, I know I delivered my message.
Okay, no problem.
So how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
When was the last time you cried?
3 years ago.
What happened?
I can't remember.
I think you do.
Probably because of a movie, so that is it.
Why is it 3 years ago? Like 3 years ago, you really cried.
Oh, when I really cried?
It's more than that.
It's more than 3 years ago. I even can't remember. When I really cried. No. That's been years. Should be because of school, probably.
So nothing has made you cry recently?
No.
I think the last time I cried well, like mad ass crying, was February. I'll never forget February of last year. And it had to do with something with my brother. My sister called me. I won't go into details, but my sister called me and she said something and it just made me cry. I was just like, ah. After that, I went back into the office and I think the receptionist saw me and she was like, what happened to your eye? What's wrong? And I was like, it was red. So it's the fact that you can't remember why you cried. It's probably thank God it's not a man. But anyways, what's your favorite movie of all time? That's one thing I wanted to say.
I have plenty, but the one off the top of my head is The Fault in Our Stars.
Everybody, I think it's like a collective. Everybody just likes that movie. I've never watched it though. Mine is Slumdog Millionaire. If I talk about it, I would probably cry. Have you watched it before?
I've watched it.
Do you know when that his brother died in the pool of like the tub with money?
I can't really remember.
Brother died with tub with money, and I was just sad. I think I hate stories where they carry you along, and you see the growth from when they are kids, and they now kill somebody.
It has been long since I watched that movie, but I actually like that movie. It was a very nice movie.
Yeah, I wish I could download it again. Well, I saw firsthand the struggles of being like an influencer today, or I don't say influencer because you don't want like that word, but more of like a social media enthusiast. So when you were recording videos, I think you stood up to take a picture of like top view.
Yeah.
I looked on the left and the people on the left were looking at you, and they had not like they were looking at you badly, but it was one of those
I know. I mean, I came inside, I heard them when they shouted influencer and they started laughing.
Are you sure they shouted influencer?
And they said influencer, they started laughing. But my head, I just like, pay no attention because I didn't know the
day. I know what you mean. You heard that, but I know yet. But
I heard it. And like, I know that people were looking at me, but if I'm going to start acting, I'm shy. I'm still shy anyway.
I'm very shy.
Because that's why I was using my phone, not my camera. But it's more like, if I pay attention to them, I'm really not going to get any video or picture for my Instagram today. So it's like, people will still talk. So you've seen me doing my video. Thank you, influencer, laugh and talk. I really don't care. I'm doing what I like, so I'll just do it.
And no, nobody said that. That was bad. Jeez,
I didn't say it. And the funny thing is, I know one of the babes there, but it's just like, I'm not going to say hi to you because you're a twat. Let's keep it like that.
Wait. So, and you can, like, if it was me, I heard that, I'll probably just say, you know what? I don't think I'm recording today.
I will still record. If you like, you can. Because since the situation, like, I'm recording, and you'll be like, she's recording. Some people now come and be like, oh, are you recording? And I'm like, yes, I am. Do you want to be in it? If they say no, I'll cut out that clip and not even show the clip of the person saying no. Or I just put it and then I'll be like, oh, the person didn't want to be seen. So it's not a big deal. Can't come and kill myself.
What? Oh, damn, there was a question I wanted to ask relating to those people. But okay, I think I've asked you this question before. But like, in a world where, if everything in YouTube went to like the extreme for you. Like after your first, I don't know how many videos you have, like 400 or something, right?
Should be 500.
Jeez, man. See, listen, let me tell you something. If you ever kill anybody, Netflix will thank you. I'm not even lying. Imagine killing someone. I'm not saying you should kill anybody. Listen, because that's what I title it. Teresa killed somebody. Boom, that's the title. But if you had to kill someone, they have 400 and something videos for their documentary. Can you imagine that? From your growth from there, when you graduated, the editors would thank you. You know how, like, you have documentaries and they are reusing a lot of clips because they don't have those clips. These people do thank you. Don't go and kill anybody because it looks like you're...
They think I'm like you, please.
But like, in a perfect world where you posted your first 10 videos and you saw the biggest growth you've ever seen in your life, everything was just working well for you, how do you think your current self would have changed?
How would I have changed?
Yeah, you obviously changed. Have you ever gotten some, like, money, like, a lot of money in your account and the amount of bullshit you take just changes? Like, you just... The city is different.
I've not thought about it.
I think it was last year. Last year, I got a lot of jobs, and most of the money was like for savings, but I got a lot of jobs, and like I could go on Jumia, and that's working with me. I could go on Jumia, and like, I want this earpiece. How much is it? Thank you.
I feel like if I have that kind of money, the first thing I'm going to do is to travel. Nobody can tell me shit. I'll go and travel and make more content. But come back.
But personality wise, if everything had gone to like the extreme,
it didn't change.
Are you sure?
Personality will not change. Because I don't see the point of me, because I have like how much in my account, so I'll now start carrying shoulder and behaving the type of me. Nah.
Do you think in hindsight you can predict how you would be now? Because I want to bet, like, with growth or failure comes understanding. So you probably know now, like, you know how they say if you had blown earlier, you wouldn't be able to sustain it because you don't know what failure is. But if you failed, you know how to at least sustain it, or you know your, like, now I'm sure that if you were to get that exponential growth and everybody's reposting you and all the other social media people are now DMing you, you would know how to manage your life and you won't let things get to your head, because you know as quick as this thing comes, it quickly can disappear.
That sense, yeah, but then I feel like then I didn't know that. It took like a while. But it's not even different, because then it wasn't the same thing as it is now. So I don't think anything would have really changed per se, because, okay, I will get to that blooming stage. It will die down. I might just chill and start looking for a way to try and make myself go back there again. And I know it's going to die down again, so I just continue repeating the whole cycle. Or I might just be like, I've already blown once, I don't care again. Let me just lay low and do what I want to do. But even if it's the people that are actually... skyrocket at a point, that period where they are at their peak, they're able to get a lot of deals, they're able to have collaborations, maybe have merch or so many other things. So by the time they die down, they still have most of these things fending for them, because they can still be making small money from it, even if they're not up there anymore.
Okay, but have you seen people who have gotten to a point and the thing starts dwindling, it starts falling, and you see them maybe post videos talking about their struggles and you'll be like, I can relate. But you probably learned this late. Like me, I've learned this from like day one.
I don't think I've seen anybody. Mm-hmm. The thing is with me, it's more like, I don't see the point. I don't know why someone will come and rant about how they are declining from their peak points, because I won't say you did something wrong. It might just be it's your time for everything to just go back down there, even if you've done a lot of things. So I won't say I can relate with you, because you're coming to complain about what is happening to you. When that energy isn't to complain, you can look and put it into something or do something else for it to work for you. But maybe the person is not even making a video to complain. The person is just talking about it to seek help from people outside to see what they can do to move on or improve. So that's fine. But if it's more like you're complaining, because me, I notice that most times when I go on my channel, I'll be complaining. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't worth it. Like, it's not working. So I've learned to stop complaining on YouTube, rather than I'll just talk about, oh my God, guys, this happened to me. I feel this way. And that's the end of it. Because most times when you complain, people see it as you being bitter or people see it as you nagging a lot. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand that it was just that one time I said, oh, this is what happened to me, that's the end. But if someone keeps doing it like repetitively, mm-hmm. most people get irritated and angry. And yeah. it's like, why am I watching you when you're just going to complain about how your money is not in your account? They stole it from you. Let me look for someone else to watch or something like that. So yeah. But I guess maybe some people can relate. For me, I can't really relate because I don't see the point. But maybe if I'm in that situation, I might. Because you know, most times when someone does something, you don't see the point. But when you're not in that situation,
yeah,
you're just like, okay, this person is making sense. Okay, I understand.
I understand where it was coming.
Yeah. So it's different. It's maybe till I'm there or it has happened to me, which I hope it doesn't happen to me, then I can relate. But for now, just like, I don't see the point. But
what do you, have you ever thought of doing something else? Like, do you think, they said the saddest thing is, oh, am I doing something that is probably not meant for me? Like, maybe this is not what God ordained for me. And like, you know how you be forcing something and like there's another door opened for you somewhere else. So I want to ask you, because like, if you could see yourself doing something else, like obviously you're obviously doing something else, you've worked for different people and you've left a lot of people. But like, do you see yourself doing something else, like business? Do you see yourself doing a business?
Yeah, I was doing a business. Probably going to be, if it's not like a fashion kind of related stuff, it's going to be events management. Yeah, that's like event planning. And if it's not that one, it's going to be like a bakery or
cooking. I just remembered that now.
Cooking related something. So I know that there are many doors, but I'm just focusing on one. But at the moment, I'm like, you need to take a break and maybe open other doors or try other things. And if they are not really speaking to you, you just move out.
A lot of people used to say, hustling. I've been putting my legs in different avenues, but like, I'm more of like, look at it like luck has a lot to play with.
My father would tell you there's nothing like luck, but I'm just like, there is something there's like luck.
There's a huge thing like, because, luck.
No, minus luck. It's more like luck, drive, and backing.
Yeah.
So like, you can start a business now if you have friends that are like ride or die. They can help you grow that business with your own energy too. Like, you know how when people promote, like hyping, when a new restaurant opens, many people are posting about it and hyping it up.
Yeah.
You know about it, so you want to go. So if I have a business and almost all my friends are posting it and hyping it up, other people are like, oh, let me try this product, let me see. And then yourself, you will just start doing well.
Yeah.
So minus the luck, I feel like friends too, they have a role in it. And at the same time, obviously there's God, and then there's the energy you put into it. That, because you know there's some businesses that they'll tell you how, I did this thing for 5 years straight, it didn't work out. Yeah. In the sixth year, it boomed. But most people don't have that patience to be 5 years. Most people are like, 3 months, nothing is happening.
And they've given up.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like,
But do you think that is also scary?
It is scary, obviously. Like, it's like, because
it's the scariest thing ever, because you move like, because like, I in countless occasions I've thought of quitting, not like quitting because I know I can't quit because it's always be there in my mind, but I've thought of giving up. Then I saw a tweet where like, do you want to look back at this day and be like, what if I just stayed? And it's like the saddest thing, because it's like toxic energy.
No, but it's that thing, like toxic energy. And it's also annoying because what if you actually just stayed and nothing still happened?
Nothing still happened.
So that's what's not going to happen?
That's like toxic energy. It's like a girl that used to, why did I say girl? Don't worry, I'll stop that. Like a girl that used to beat, and she's like, I should stay, man. People are like, no, leave. This is obviously not paying you. But you're like, what if he changes? Then you finally follow your friends and you leave, and tomorrow the guy turns into a pastor and he marries an lady, and you're like, damn, I should have stayed.
Your other man just be like, hey,
four more slaps.
It is what it is.
I think you have a hardcore way of seeing life. And most times, the scary thing about your hardcore way of seeing life is when you now show how weak you are. People are like, huh? Is this bothering you? Come on, get over it. Come on, is it not here again? Do you think you've put yourself in a box?
As in, I don't understand.
mentally or whateverly. Can you talk about your previous job, like why you left?
No, I'm not going to put that out there.
Did you do something bad?
I didn't do anything bad. Oh, okay, okay. I don't believe in dragging
people. Oh, no, I don't want you to drag. I thought maybe you did
like
something.
If I'm talking, this is as if I'm dragging the person, so I'd rather not just say how everything went left. We just had a conversation, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of tired of working. And the girl was just like, okay, today's your last day. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, damn, that was harsh.
But I really don't. I know it pained her. Obviously, it would have been like pain for it to.
Oh, wait, did you say you were tired of working there?
I didn't say. She asked me. She was like, "It feels like you're not really." And everybody has that feeling whereby I'm working here, but it's like a hellhole for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I'm tired of working here, but you're not going to leave because obviously you need that money at the moment, and you have your days where you actually love what you're doing, and you have your days where you don't like what you're doing. But I think. Me, I don't know, because most of my friends are like, she probably wanted you to beg and you didn't beg. I'm unable.
Nah, you won't beg.
No girls don't beg. So I'm not gonna beg when I know that low key I'm not feeling the job like that, but I'm just here because I need money. I'm broke.
What's like a day in the life for you, like recently? Like, okay, let's say tomorrow, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to go and watch a movie with my friend.
What movie? Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
The funniest joke. I went to watch the movie and I got the funniest joke ever. So like, I'm not going to spoil the movie, but Vin Diesel jumped out of a car and he rotated on the ground and he stood up. And the person I was working with now said, and she said, the paracetamol these people take after this movie. And I was like, that is true, because these guys are jumping from left, right and center, boxing, hitting, but like it's more of like, if this really happened, like they would need a lot of paracetamol. I was like, that is very funny. And I laughed.
That's true. I never thought about it like that.
Have you ever been on, like, what's your worst dating experience?
Dating.
I'll tell you mine, but you have to say yours. Mine is so sad. Like, the
thing is that I've not really dated much.
Like, okay.
This Lagos. So I can't really say which one is my worst experience. I've not had any bad experience in Lagos dating.
Okay.
So,
do you don't have any bad one because you don't pay notice to it, or?
There's nothing bad about it. We just go and talk. You talk about yourself, talk about what you're doing, how you see life, and certain things. I mean, I see my own, and then from that moment, you know, okay, this is not happening again.
Why?
But all of you are nice. I'm like, okay. Nice,
we should meet again. We should meet.
They never say we should meet again because it's like, oh, okay. Even if they say you should meet again, be like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. But you know that they're not going to text you. You're not going to text them.
What do you say that is probably like a counselor? Like, yeah, like, I know if I say this, they are going to probably not talk to you again.
I don't say anything.
When was the last time you went to meet someone that you really liked? It's been long.
Yeah, it has been long.
Damn. Anyways, my own worst date, I went to go and watch the movie with the girl. This was like 3 years ago. I don't know if I've said this story before. I hope I haven't. So it comes in fresh. And we were watching the movie, and she's someone that I've always liked somehow. But I think it was just facially. I do not know anything about her, like, mentally. So it was just officially, and we went to meet, and she was also the same person that told me, Prince, I like your videos, but I think you should give the you should write the script and give it to like Elozunam to record. I was like, wow, okay. And I'm just starting, you know, if you are crushing my dreams now, what? I should probably just give up. Then we met, and we were we went straight to watch the movie. But initially, I understood that she was not for me, because not like she was not for me, but we won't gel, because like she had this impatience with me. So she's like, what movie should we watch? And when you give me an option, I think you probably noticed it there. When you give me a list, I am indifferent. Like, I don't know what to pick. That's why I was like, I almost said pick for me, because I don't know what to pick. And she was like, and she showed like irritation, not like irritation, but she was angry. And I was like, this is going to be bad. We went to watch the movie. She would turn and meet me, and she would say, what's going on here? What's happening? Then when I turn and talk to her, I'm like, oh, did you just see that? She's like, shh, I'm trying to watch the movie. And that happened like 5 times. And I was like, this is not happening. But I was like, you know what? I've watched so many Davido music videos, and in his videos, he's always like, in the videos, he's always like, he's toasting her, and she's saying no. And eventually, at the end, she agrees for him. So I was just like, no, let me just try. And I was like, can we talk after? She's like, you've been saying this, talk. And I was like, why am I not seeing these red flags? I was blind to it. Like, you've been saying talk, and you want to finally talk. Oh, yeah, talk. What happened? But I'm not going to talk, oh, if I'm not eating. And I was like, well, you know, what do you want to have? Then we sat down. She said, are you not going to order anything? I said, I'm not ordering. She was like, okay, if I'm not eating, she's not eating.
Then you're meant to pay for her now.
Then 10 minutes. No, she was like, what are you going to have? Like, is it only me that is going to buy something? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So when I said I don't want to eat, so she should buy what she wants, but she said she's not eating. Then 10 minutes later, she was like, I would have fish. I was like, oh, okay. I thought you knows it. Then as the fish was coming, I just lost interest. Like, it was just so much. I just lost interest. Then I went to withdraw downstairs, and she was like, can I follow you? I was like, there's no need. Don't worry. I went down, and as I was going downstairs to withdraw, I was like, you're stupid, Prince. Why are you still here? And that was just it. And since then, I've never forgotten it. That's the worst date I've ever had in my life.
Chai. That sucks.
What would you have done different in my shoes?
Nothing.
The same
stay
thing?
Stay to the end of the day and then go home. And I knew that I'm never talking to you or meeting you in my life again.
Like, 3 months later, she apologized. So I was like, I never knew I made you feel that way. I'm sorry that you felt that way. I was like, it's fine. And we never spoke to it since then.
That's life, man. Either you say, I don't like the way you behave today, or you just move on with life.
I like the fact that you have a car. Like, what would you classify yourself? See, this is like a bio. Would you classify yourself as a fast driver, or like you are still a learner?
One of the above.
Oh, you are in the streets?
Not in the streets. Yeah. I'm happy I have a car because it's helping me get around. But if I had a driver, I would really love it.
Oh, you have those funny segments with your driver.
I don't even know you, just someone to drive me around, because I hate driving in
it. I see your stories where you have, like, you and the man talk. And he has, like, this... Wait, how would you define him?
It's a different breed.
He has a weird way of seeing life. It's
very weird.
Yeah, it's like, it's politically correct in sometimes, and sometimes it's just...
out of this world.
Archaic, like, it's like old version thing.
That's how he is. That's how he is. Right, like in this day and age, you even have Facebook. You go online, you check things, but you still think or believe what you want to believe regardless. Well, people are like that, Chas, so you can't blame him.
You can't blame him. Same way someone told me that people need to stop attacking Pete Duche. He has an old way of thinking. Why are people still offended when he says something?
That's the thing, because sometimes, like, obviously, people are entitled to their own opinion. So when someone says something, you don't agree with. When you try to explain to the person does not want to answer, just free it. Okay, that's how you feel, no problem. Maybe one day they might experience or see something and be like, okay, let's see it from this angle. Maybe this is right. But I don't think he's ever going to change. People always attacking him. He will say he's parable.
Yeah.
He's mad. When you change how you think, because of the way you think, that's why you're still like this. I'm just like...
Would you call yourself a social media feminist?
No.
Do you subscribe to their ideology?
Some of them, they make sense. Some of them don't make sense at all. So it's in between.
What's your thought on people who want to, they say they want their child to bear their name?
Who don't want their child to bear their name? I don't understand.
Like she's like, I don't know about you, but if I carried him for 9 months, he's going to bear my surname.
I think it's their business.
Whatever rocks their boat.
Be fun. It's not their own child, it's their life. The child too has an option to, when they grow up to what particular age, you can't change your name.
In Nigeria?
Yeah, you can do it in Nigeria, you can do it anywhere in the world.
Who do you know that has done that before?
I know somebody, but I cannot mention the person.
No, not mention, but like it's more of like 1 out of 1,000. I never knew. I thought I was stuck with this name.
No, you can go and change it.
I've always wanted to be a Stanley. Stanley sounds like a cool guy. Like when you say Stanley's coming, it's like, ah, that guy has money. Do you understand? Stanley. Stanlow.
See, that's like when
you Stanley. Yahoo
boy and they're healing
him. So that's no, I don't think there's any Igbo, any Yahoo boy that is named Stanley.
Just go and check. You will find out.
the other time you're in a Tesla, would you have a different room with your husband? Like, you know how people have like separate rooms?
Yeah, but that my room is my room, but his room is going to be where we're going to be sleeping in.
Why have the other room? I'm just trying to understand.
Keep my things there, because you can't really share a room with your husband unless you have those vanity rooms, or what do they call them?
Like big ass.
You have like
wardrobe.
A very big, yeah. So that one, if we kind of have that, that's not an issue. But if we don't have that, please let me have my room so I can be putting my things in that room. Because I know I'm going to be a hoarder and I'm going to have a lot of items. So I need space for them. I'm not going to throw them anywhere. Unless I want to give it out, I'm tired of it. So yeah, I need my room to keep my things in it. Because most houses, when they have a room, it's just like how many lockers and that is it. So if they can, if I sit down my other room, my own room, if they turn it into like a locker, it's not a problem. So we can call that our locker, half for him, half for me. Mm-hmm. Then we have the room.
No, initially I thought maybe you wanted the room where like you just go and sleep.
No, we're married. We'll stay on that same bed together. That's like if a father and someone will sleep on the floor, the other person will sleep on the bed. Or we still share that bed, but opposite sides. You face the wall, I face the other wall, then we go to bed.
In an argument, who apologizes first? Between you or whoever you're fighting with? Except family. Because you know family,
if
you
I'm
can...
If I'm in a relationship with a guy,
yeah,
it's obviously going to be the guy.
It's obviously going to... So you would be hardcore until he apologizes?
I won't be hardcore. Because like, I know there are situations where, like, when I was in a relationship, both of us were fighting. If he's hungry, I'll still cook for him. I'll say, are you hungry? Or give you food, everything. But once you now apologize, then we can now be like to go back to okay, yes, we're talking like this. But normally, if we're fighting, I'll still ask you about your food, still ask you about certain things, but it's not as if we're going to be guys like that. And if he's the one that is wrong, obviously, he has to apologize. But if it's me, I might not apologize, but we'll just go back to things. Unless he's the stubborn type that wants me to say sorry before we now come back to being guys. And I might be like, okay, I'm sorry. Or I might not say I'm sorry. There's some things I'll do that you know that I'm sorry. And then we move. Let's put it like that.
Do you have this... Would you say you want someone to... Like, in a relationship, should someone be messaging you every time? I'm sorry this conversation about relationship, but like, it's my questions are... Because you know people always like, how would you go a day without messaging me?
I don't know. It's not that big of a deal.
Are you sure?
To be honest. Because... If I'm not messaging or calling, and if I've spoken to you for like the day, it's fine. You mustn't be, how are you? Hey, hi. What are you doing now? Okay, what are you doing now? Okay, what are you doing now? Please, you're like a pest.
Are you sure?
Yes,
are you sure you're not going
sure.
to, you're
I don't
to, you're
like
not going to turn into that person?
Disturbing me. I'm not even that person. I've been in a relationship before. So that's, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? Nah, no, thank you. If you message me in the morning and say, what is your plan for today? Fine. Because I know, even if I'm messaging all the time, it's not going to be like a nagging thing. It's like, oh, I sent this to you. You reply, oh, that's funny. That's the end. Or I'll just text you and be like, this person did this. Can you imagine? That's the end. But I'm not going to be like, oh, this, he must text me 5 times, or is it 24 times in the hour, or whatever. Nah, we both have lives. It's not as if we're insecure to be trying to keep track on what is happening 24/7.
Okay, my last relationship question is, what are your flaws? Well, because I could mention general. I don't know if you have communication issue. Do you have?
I don't think I have communication.
You don't think you do? No. Oh, okay.
Because it's more like, why? Let's just hash things out and move on.
From someone that says you said you're not going to apologize first.
Yeah,
how are you hashing this out?
Obviously, you know that I'm not going to apologize first. So that one, you already know that.
So you're willing to have the conversation, but you're not willing to bring it up.
No, I don't have to bring it up. Obviously, you know there's something in the room. Okay, if I'm tired of dragging it, yeah, let's talk. If I'm not tired, nobody will talk to someone's ready to talk, or
then
you forget about it and move on, because it's not everything you have to hash out if you think about it.
No, I think it is. I think
it's not everything.
I think it's more of like who hasn't moved on should hash it out.
Yes, but
because
if
like,
you don't care about it like that, because there's some petty things that you're just like, do we really need to address this? Or just because someone was angry
that,
from
like,
something else.
You know how you have that ball in your throat, like, I want to talk, but I think I should
now.
Not talk about
if
it because...
If you're in a relationship, why are you not going to talk about it?
I think
that means you don't even value their relationship that well for you not to talk about the so-called thing that is hooking your
I think the saddest thing I've heard is not that deep. I hate that scene. I don't know why. I've always hated it since when I heard it the first time.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Because I think it's insensitive. Because if I'm still bringing it up, it means it's affecting me somehow. And when you say, it's not that deep, it's more of like you're invalidating how I feel. I'm angry about something. You're telling me it's not that deep. Don't you think I know? But I'm still angry.
Oh, so you know it's not that deep. That's what's vexing you now.
No, because when you think about the subject matter, if nobody's dead or nobody died, or it's about maybe you did not give me food or you ate my meat, I know for a fact that it's not that deep. But I'm angry about it. So you say it's not that deep. It's more of like, please.
Me, yeah, I don't know.
What is something you won't do for fame? Oh, I think I've asked this. I think you've answered it before.
I don't know. If you've asked me, I can't remember. What's something I will not do for fame?
Obviously, the general sleep with someone.
Why would I sleep with somebody for fame?
Something you won't do now.
I will also not post my news on Kenny for fame. That's another one.
OnlyFans. Oh, did you hear OnlyFans are removing sexual content now?
It's a lie.
So they wanted to first appeal with like Patreon. They wanted to challenge Patreon.
Yeah.
Then people just America. I don't want to bet. America just took it to an angle. Everybody's OnlyFans. 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 And I feel it's so dumb. I don't know why I feel this, but it's so dumb for you to be posting, be doing sexual explicit things and bragging about money. I feel it's like one of the...
It's not really dumb. It's almost the same thing as seeing a prostitute bragging about how much she makes or a stripper.
But those people consider themselves like... Because, you know, they are sex workers. They don't want to, like... You know, I don't know how I feel about it, but I just feel like if you're making money out of someone and you're like showing your income, I'm like, why? Do you understand what I mean?
I understand, but I don't know.
But you know, people are different. So yeah, I think maybe I should end it here. I was shocked that you came on time. Immediately as I came, I was like, it was 1:50 something, 40 something. I was like, ah no, she's probably not going to be here till like 2 on the dot. Then I read our conversation, I was like 2:30. And as I turned, I see your car coming. I was like, wow. I did not know you were like time conscious. Because
see, you don't watch my vlogs, that's why now.
You come on. You like coming on time.
I don't waste time. Only when it's traffic that will delay me or something. But I like keeping the time.
Yeah, like oh my god, I got pissed the other time. First, I went to watch a movie with. She came so late, so like, and her house like, I left Aja to come to Atlantic Mall, and her house is just near, and she still came late.
There are people that are like that.
Man. And I was like, I know she came, she's like, oh, please, sorry. It was like traffic. I'm like, I came from Aja. What's your excuse? And she's like, traffic. I went to go and buy fuel. And I was like, it's fine. So, yeah, I appreciate you for coming early.
Thank
it was nice. I usually don't go to all this. I don't know if you consider this fancy, but I consider it fancy. All this fancy, in quotes, restaurants. It's nice. I thought the burger would be bigger, but it was fine how it was. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you for having me. Let me be polite.
Wait, what did you want to say? Finish it.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Bye, guys. Nice one. You are not going to be polite. Imagine.